Cambridge Breakfast with Neil Whiteside on a Monday morning. Now, Cambridge locals and visitors to the city are in for a treat this September when St Paul's Church on Hills Road opens its doors for their biannual Arts Fest. It's a four-day festival of musical performances, comedy, workshop, talks and a one-of-a-kind art exhibition. And I'm joined on the line by one of the organisers and one of the performers, Tim Boniface. Tim, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Neil. It's good to talk.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. The sheer fact that it's a biannual arts fest, that must have been a stroke of luck then. So the last one was 2019.
Well, we've had a few committee meetings, you know, over the last 8 months, which has been will we, won't we, can we, should we? But yeah, we're going ahead and we're really excited about it.
Okay, so this is coming up in September. Walk us through. What have we got coming up?
So, well, Neil, we've got an arts festival that really creates a community by enabling people to enjoy amazing performances and exhibitions from some world-class artists and also to participate in things themselves. We've got four evening performances, a comedy evening with four comedians from the circuit, the uniquely remarkable Welsh singer-songwriter Martin Joseph, who Mojo called a Welsh national treasure. He's also a pro golfer, I think. We've got an evening of jazz where I'm a jazz musician and I'll be teaming up with leading jazz sax player Tony Kofi for an evening of what we've called Jazz from the Heart. We've got what we call a scratch version of Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, where people, anybody from the community can book in, be rehearsed and perform Joseph in the evening with Simon Humphreys, who's one of our community musicians, and Lawrence Zazzo, who's a world-leading countertenor. Then we've got all sorts of workshops. We've got lunchtime concerts. We've got an art exhibition from the amazing Fiona Stevenson. It's all on our website. But I think the main thing to say is this is a really immersive, multidisciplinary, really exciting arts festival.
It does sound fascinating. It really does. I mean, you mentioned there Martin Joseph, so that's going to give us some folk music. And you've got jazz. If it's Tony Kofi, that's saxophone, you know, at its best. When we talk about folk and when we talk about jazz, are we talking about the accessible side of folk and jazz or the ones for the purists?
Oh, no, absolutely accessible, really from the heart, really with a passion for connecting with the people who are in the building listening.
Okay, fantastic. Now, what caused you to form this festival? Where did the idea come from and how long has it been running?
The arts, well, I mean, I've been at St Paul's sort of on and off for a few years, but the arts festival goes back a number of times, actually. And the passion for it came out of St Paul's vision of really making everybody welcome. All are welcome is the strap line, if you like, of St Paul's. And within that, recognising that we had not only the belief that arts are really important for enabling human flourishing, but also that we had some remarkable artists and people connected to the art scenes within the congregation. And so the Arts Fest, I think, was really quite an organic thing that grew out of the community. And now we're really thrilled to be drawing top performers from all over the place.
I was going to say, yeah, it's obviously highly regarded. Let's just come back on things like the workshops. What sort of age range are we talking about here? Are we talking sort of mainly adult onwards, teenage onwards, or do young children get involved?
Young children can get involved on the Saturday morning. We have a workshop which is intended for children age, I think it's 6 to 11. So yeah, there's it's a bit of a cliche, but there really is something for everybody here.
excellent. All right, now the main thing is going to be with obviously things like COVID going around at the moment, I'm presuming people have got to book, I'm presuming numbers are going to be controlled in some way, so everything's ticketed, is it?
Yes, everything's ticketed. You can book on the stpaulsartsfest.org website. We will be having to reduce the numbers a bit, and obviously we're paying a great deal of attention to how to make it as safe as possible, while also making it really as alive as possible too. We have an inclusive pricing structure also that enables people who might otherwise struggle to pay to do so. But even our kind of main rate is extremely affordable.
And does it work that you I've not been on the site yet. So, but are you able to book for individual things, but maybe also as you say, like a day pass or a full day pass type thing?
You have to book for everything individually, simply so that we can manage it. But there's lunch in the building every day. You know, the community aspect's really key. St Paul's building has a number of different spaces in it. Yeah. It was redeveloped a few years ago. And so, you know, there can be a performance at one point downstairs, a talk somewhere else in the building. We've got some wonderful talks too on... we got a slam poet champion, Larry Baker. We've got an amazingly engaging art historian Ayla Lapine. The poet Mark Oakley is going to do one. Honestly, I mean, I haven't really got time to really tell you everything that's going on, but it's very exciting. We're really thrilled about it.
Indeed. And then obviously the details all on the website. Now,
all on the website.
People are thinking, I know that name. You're the chaplain of Girton College, and you're also a jazz musician. So, yes. I mean, this for you, this is an opportunity to play live for, I guess, the first time in a while, is it?
Well, thankfully, over the last few months, we've been fairly busy. So it's great to be playing again for all sorts of reasons. But yeah, I mean, the Arts Fest at St. Paul's is one of the things where my involvement with St. Paul's as a church community and as an artist can come together. It's really, really wonderful to do it. But yes, I'm the chaplain at Girton too. And Girton's a college where kind of who I am as a chaplain and a theologian and also as a jazz musician seems to make sense.
So. Oh, well, yes, indeed. In the scheme of things, it wouldn't be any other way. Brilliant. Tim, it's great to hear that it's up and running. It's the 15th to the 18th of September. It's
That's
at
right.
St. Paul's on Hills Road. And that website again, Tim, for the people who want tickets?
The website is St. Paul's Arts Fest, all one word, stpaulsartsfest.org.
Fantastic. Tim, thanks ever so much indeed for coming
Thank
on this
you,
morning.
Thank you, Neil. It's been good to talk.